Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph, and we're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Umid, where the line begins Tzricha, and then the Gemara continues on Mimenu, Mimenu, Lomali. What is this all about? As you recall, at the end of yesterday's daf, we learned that there are three times the word boy by Korban Pesach, and each time it says boy, it comes to tell us a limud only over here and not somewhere else. For instance, it says Lagabe Milas Sechorim V'Avodim, which are Ma'akev by Korban Pesach. So the Pusik says Umalto Oisoi Oz Yoichal Boy. So the Gemara asks, Pustafum the boy, what's the boy all about? So the Gemara said that Milas Sechorim V'Avodim Ma'akev is Boy Milechel B'Pesach. It's Erev Pesach. If you have Yingalach, or if you have avodim that require a bris, and they didn't have a bris, make sure to give them a bris. Malta oisoi, oz yoichal boy, only after that will you be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. However, the ain milas chorev avodim akeves betruma. If you happen to be a koyin, and you happen to have some chorem avodim, the fact that they don't have a bris yet, that doesn't stop you from eating truma. So that was the boy for loy betruma. Similarly, we had a pusik called Ben Necher Lo Yoichal Boy. Comes the Korban Pesach. A Ben Necher, as you recall, was a person Mishinis Nakru Masav Lavov Bashmayim. That unfortunately he is a shtikel apikoidis, a shtikel heretic. What's the din Lo Yoichal Boy? What does the boy come to tell us? Once again, top of Ayin Aleph Omid Aleph, our blot today, top line. Hamoriz Das. Meaning maaser sheni. And you remember we learned that Toises says the same thing applies to truma. That if chas v'shalom a person is a nebuchadnezzar koydis off the derech, he's not allowed to go and eat from Korban Pesach, but that doesn't stop him from eating maaser sheni or truma. What do we learn from the orel leyochel boy? That he's not allowed to eat, the oral is not allowed to eat from Korban Pesach, but he's allowed to eat from the matzah umurar, which accompanied the Korban Pesach. So that was the conclusion of yesterday's daf. And now the Gemara says, since you're darshening all of these boys, what about the word mimenu? And the word mimenu appears three times by Korban Pesach. Where do we have the three mimenus? Number one, it says in the pasuk, al toichlu mimenu no uvashel nevushel bamoyim. Make sure that you don't eat the Korban Pesach. No means when it's only partially cooked, partially roasted, or it's vashel mavushel, if it's cooked in water. Kim sliyesh, it's got to be well done, very well roasted, to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So it says, Otoichle mimenu. And then there's another pasuk. V'lo yisoysiru mimenu ad boiker. V'ano yisir mimenu ad boiker ba'esh tisroifu. Three times it says the word mimenu. Each one of these mimenos is calling out mimeno here, but not somewhere else. So what is the drasha? So timor mimeno, mimeno, lomali, really should be three mimenos. So timor likirabba omra b'yitzchak. What does Rabba omra b'yitzchak say? Rashi tells us the Gemara is going to leave us in suspense until daf ayin dalit. Me'at Hashem, if you want to go and turn the three daf and daf ayin dalit, you'll see right before we begin the wide lines down below on ayin dalit umar aleph, you have umar rova, umar rabba, umar b'yitzchok, flois the mimenu ksivim b'pesach, chad the gufei, v'chad the gzeir shob, v'chad the mandi yomar, etc. So, the Gemara tells us those mimenus will be gedarshant in miyat Hashem et aibish until on daf ayin dalit. And now we continue on umar mar, back to our Gemara, Rebbe Kiva oime ein etzorech. Gesundheit. Remember yesterday we started off our new perek that an orel is not allowed to eat truma. An orel means a person who did not have a bris. And you remember Rashi over here and throughout Shas, Rashi always explains that when it says orel, it means chas v'sholom shemesu echov machmas mila. We're not talking about an osvorf, an apikoiris. We're talking about a person that medically the doctors say stay away from bris, because unfortunately either two or three brothers already passed away b'shas the bris. Why two or three? That's the machloik is between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, whether chazuk is after two times or chazuk is after three times. Okay. Anyway, the fact that this person is nebuchan orel, that does not allow him to eat truma lo yoichud truma. Doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. How do I know that an oral is not allowed to eat truma? So we had a machloikis in the Gemara, based on a braisa, a machloikis between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. Reb Lezer says, because I have a gzeira shav, a toishav sochir and toishav v'sochir, one time toishav v'sochir by Karban Pesach, and one time toishav v'sochir by truma. What does it say by Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach and Parshas Boy, it says toishav v'sochir lo yoichal boy. And then we have, in last week's Sedra and Parshas Emor, V'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh, toishav koyin v'sochir lo yoichal kodesh. I learned gzeira shuva, toishav v'sochir, toishav v'sochir, which we discussed at some length yesterday. It's got to be mufna mishnei tzedodim. So we took the toishav v'sochir, shodi, we sent one over to truma. One of them we left by Karban Pesach. Now that it's mufna mishnei tzedodim, even Reb Lezer would agree that ein meishiv. Okay, so from there we learned that just like the Karban Pesach, Shetef Chal Urel Lo Yoichel Boy, I exported that based on the Gzeira Shavu, Toshav Asachir, also to the Parsha of Truma. We discussed that at some length yesterday. The Brice, however, also brought Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Ein Tzurach, you don't need to come on to a Gzeira Shavu. Why not? Because in last week's Parsha, in Parsha's Emor, when we were talking about the Kohanim and the Hilchos Kahuna, it said in the Pasuk, Ish, ish, mizera aharin v'utzrua oizav bakudishim lo yoichal. Ad asher yitar. If he's tameh, he's a matzoyre, he's a zav, or any one of the other tumas that a person can possibly become tameh, he's not going to eat kudishim. And Rashi already in Chumash tells us, and we know from the context of the psukim, we're not talking about kudishim, we're really talking about truma. So therefore, a person who's tameh, tunishes and katruma. The shal is, why does the Torah say, ish, ish, tzmaimul. It would have been enough just to say one time ish. Says Rabbi Kiva, I'll tell you why. The extra ish is l'rabbis esahuro, that he's also considered to be, in a sense, like a tome, that he's disqualified from eating truma. And that's what we're going to focus on today. Back to the Gemara, Omar Mar, about 10, 12 lines from the top. Rabbi Kiva, Omar, einay tzorech, I don't need toish v'sucher, toish v'sucher. Hari, Omar, shteitach and pusik, ish, ish. The rabbi says, or the extra ish comes to be marbe and ala. Freik di marbe, aimel rabbi esu oinein. Since it's just an extra word ish, who says the ish comes to include an oral? Maybe it comes to include an oinein. Oinein, of course, means that the koyin chulila b'chas lost a close family member, and until the burial at night, there's a din of aminus yoim, and maybe that's what the ish comes to tell you, that a koyin who became an oinon, he cannot eat truma during the period of the aninus. So how do you know it comes to tell you oral? It comes to tell you aninus. Om Rav Yezir, Rav Chanina, Om Makra. It cannot come to include oinen, because for that I have a special limud. Shteyden pusik v'chol zor lo yoichal boy. And grad it says that two or three times, as you remember, we learned in the Gemara the other day. And therefore, zoris amar to l'chol v'loy aninus. The Torah tells us, only a zor is not allowed to eat truma. A zor meaning, of course, a Levi or a Yisrael. However, a kohen, of course, is allowed to. And the Gemara darshens, zoris v'lo yaninus. A zor is not allowed to eat, but a kohen oinein is allowed to eat. So therefore, I cannot learn the ish to go and exclude an oinein, that the oinein is not allowed to eat truma, because the oinein is allowed to eat truma. It's for tomorrow. Why don't I use that same limud not to go and say v'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh, and that zor comes to go and v'chol zor lo yoichal boy, that the zor comes to exclude an oinein, maybe comes to exclude an orel, and it's telling us that an orel is allowed to eat, not only the zor lo yoichal boy, but the orel is allowed to eat truma. So Timura, no, that can't be. Huxiv ish ish. From the ish ish, I see that an oral is not allowed to eat truma. In other words, we have one riboy and we have one miut. We have the ish ish, the rabbis to include not only the tamein, but also an orel may not eat from truma. And then I have another pasuk v'chol zar. No, only zar, v'loy oinein, v'loy aninus. Says Timura, mach pink faket. Why don't you go and say, ish, ish, l'rabbi, it's an oinein? That just like a tomi is not allowed to eat, an oinein is not allowed to eat. And then v'chol zor, a zor is not allowed to eat, but an oral is allowed to eat. The machbuk faket. So now Gemara says the same thing we had already yesterday. It makes more sense, if you will, it's more logical, that if the Torah Kedosh is telling us with an extra word, ish l'rabbis, it's probably coming l'rabbis as a oral, then oral cannot eat betruma. You know why? We have that already, that simon yesterday. Yesterday, for some reason, it was in a parenthesis. Today, they took it out of the parentheses. But this is a simon, so we should be able to remember it. What is the simon? The simon tells us that there are five malois which an oral has over an oinen. We say malos, meaning isurim chumris that it has. Number one, mechusar maisa, u'maisa begufay. When you're talking about an orel, to go and change the situation of this oral, you have to have a maisa. You have to go and bring a moil to go and do the mila. So it's mechusa maisa. And it's a maisa begufay. It's in his guf mamish. Never the oral has failed him a bris. Masha enkin, the oinen is not mechusa maisa. It's just a question of time. Wait until their koiva, the nifter, or wait until the date is over. It'll be aninus yoim is diarais, aninus laila is only derabanan. So you just wait. It's a waiting thing. And there's no maisa begufa. It's nothing to do with the koyin oinen himself. It's an extraneous thing. Nebuch akurim, Nebuch passed away. That's what we have the maasim as part of the mnemonic. The maasim is maase, mechisa maase, maase begufa. And then onish kares. As we know, if a yingala didn't have a bris, his father didn't give him a bris, and now he's already bar mitzvah. Mister, you have to have a bris. And if he goes for the rest of his life without having a bris, as a shalom, there's a din of karis. But that only applies to a bris. It has nothing to do with a oinen. Oinen has nothing to do with karis. V'yeshna lefnei hadibur. The mitzvah of mila was given by Tavrum Avini. That was already before Matan Torah. Well, the din of aninus only started when it comes to Matan Torah. U'milas charev avodah makeves. And when it comes to Korban Pesach, the milas charev avodah is ma'akev. We've had the psukim ready yesterday. We'll have it again today. It says in Pasuk, V'chi yogur itcha ger v'asa Pesach l'Hashem, himoil loy kol zuchar, make sure that he malas all the zucharim, v'oz yikrav l'asoyse. Only after that will he be able to go and bring the Korban Pesach. And the same thing is, v'chol le'evet ish miknas kosev, u'mal to'oyse oz yoychol boy. So the mila of zucharim v'avodim is ma'akev by Korban Pesach. Masha Enkein, not a ninus, if a coin is an oinen or something, it's not ma'akev in bringing a Korban Pesach, etc. Anyway, so therefore, says the Gemara, if I want to go and be marba, so those are the four simon, and the masim is the mechusa masim, masim begufay, krusim is the iser, the oinish of koris, bedvar is referring to lefnei hadibor, and however, the milas chorim ba'avodim ma'akev.
Isn't a ninus ma'akev eating kachim?
He can eat it at night, because he only eats Korban Pesach at night. So it's only Aninus Yoyim is Dirais, Aninus Lai is Dirabat. Continues on the Gemara. So therefore, if I want to exclude someone from eating Truma, it would make sense that we're talking about the Orel, because he's so Chomer in these five Inyanim. Frank, you want to Aninus Avali Rabuya. I should rather go and include Aninus, because an Oinen is also very Chomer. Why Shekin Yeshna Bechol Shah? The Inyan of Aninus can happen at any time, Chas V'Shulam. If a person has 12 siblings, and Rachmun Litzlan, any one of them passes away, so Batug, Banach, Tagantziyuh, Chas V'Shulam, a person can become an Oinen. But a person can only become an Orel once, and once he's Mesakin the Arelis, if eventually he has a Bris Mila, that's it. No more. So the Aninus in that sense is Muhammad. And number two, when an Eheg is Banoshim Anoshim. It's like a double poshet that a Bris Mila is only Shayach by a man, Nish by Afro, only by a person, by a man, and therefore, Avelis in a sense, not Avelis, Arelis in a sense, is less chomer than Aninus, because Aninus is shaykh both by a man and by a woman. And finally, the Ein Biyodel L'Sakin Atzmai. When you're talking about the din of an Orel at any given moment, assuming the doctors permit him, he can go call the Moyel, Schnell, he can have a bris. When it comes to the din of Aninus, you can't be misakin anything. You just gotta wait it out until the Aninus is over. I believe in a Torah. It is a ganze shaila. What Aninus yoyim is only until the kvura, until the night, or both. But it's a lamas. It's only a question of time. Masha'enkin the gabe here the bris. You can misakin yourself within 5 minutes. Right, the person didn't have a bris. He called to Bramot Chakon Zazang, gets into another Chushim Amoyel, Mach the bris and alei dik to finish. So here you had four or five malis by arelis. Here legabe daninis you only had three malis. So the more hamach mefishon, since by arelis they're more chumris than you have by aninus, that's why it's more mestaber that the ish comes in marbi arel instead of coming to mimarbe the oinein. Rabbi has a question.
Yes. We had to have repetition of yesterday's Gemara. Why?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Why are we repeating yesterday's Gemara?
We had now a repetition of yesterday's Gemara.
Yes.
I have that Ayin Aleph Omid Beis Lemalo. It's almost word by word what we learned yesterday. Why is the Gemara repeating the entire Shakla Betania we had yesterday?
You're asking an excellent question. And the answer is, as you'll recall, yesterday we had a drasha, toisha v'socher, toisha v'socher. And toisha v'socher, since the words toisha v'socher by Korban Pesach are Iberik, says the Gemara, we use that, it's mufna, and we use it to learn to be marbe es ha'orah. So now, ask the Gemara yesterday, maybe the toisha v'socher, gzeira shav is not marbe es ha'orah, it comes to be marbe the oinei, says the oinei. That was the Gemara's kasha yesterday. So the Gemara concluded, it's more mistaber to go and say that the Toisha V'Socha is marba the Oral and not the Oinein, because these are five reasons, and these are only three reasons. Five Chumas, and these are three Chumas. And now the Gemara is going through the same type of analysis vis-a-vis Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva says, we don't learn it from Toisha V'Socha, we learn it from Ish. So once again, why do you say the Ish comes to be marba the Oral? Why don't you say it comes to be marba the Oinein? The Gemara goes through the same analysis once again, that this is five and this is three. Now, in that respect, yes, I'll leave it up here. These are parallel lines, parallel approaches.
Because there is a new Gemara given, so we go through the same process again.
Exactly. No problem. There's another reason as well. What's another reason as well? Because we're going to continue talking about Reb Akiva, what does he do with Reb Lezer's Toisha V'Sachir, and what does Reb Lezer do with Reb Akiva's Ish? So we're not finished with the whole sugya yet. There's another reason why we brought it, but the case of the Hanach Mefishon, as you pointed out correctly, it's word for word like we had yesterday. However, after that, we had that Rava says, B'loi Hanach Mefishon, Nami Loi Matzis Amris. Even without the Svara of Hanach Mefishon, remember we said Toisha V'Socher, I learn up the din of Orel as opposed to learning the din of Oinein. So says Rava, even without that, it could not be that we're going to learn Oinein, because Orel steht befeirish in the parasha of Korban Pesach, v'chol Orel lo yoichel boy, but the din of Oinein it doesn't say by Korban Pesach. Oinein it says by Maser Shaini, lo yachalti v'oini mimenu, that you're not allowed to eat Maser Shaini baninus. And the Gemara elsewhere, our Gemara yesterday didn't quote the whole limud, but the Gemara said that the din of Oinen by Korban Pesach, I learn from the din of Maser Shaini. So therefore it's only implicit in Hilchos Korban Pesach, it doesn't say explicitly. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a Gzeira Shava of Toisha V'Sachar, it would make more sense to say that I'm going to export the Hilchos Orel, which says befeirish by Korban Pesach, and say that this also applies to Truma, as opposed to the Hilchos Aninus, which I only learned through Adrosh. It's a derivative that I learned from Maaser Shaini. It's more mistab. That was Rav of yesterday. Rav of today says, if you will, even a better teretz. And that's perhaps another reason why the Gemara chazed it. If you go back to the Gemara now, Rav Omar, B'loi Hanach Nefisha Nami Loi Matzis Amris. Even besides the argument that this is five against three. On Makra, we're learning Ish. It's from the extra word Ish. Eizehu Dova Sheyeshnoi Be'ish Ve'enoi Be'isha. What is the real contrasting feature between, a distinguishing feature between a man and a woman? Have you oimeze arelis? That's the physicality of a man and a lady, that by a man there's a din of a bris milah, by a woman there's no din of a bris milah. So therefore, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu threw the word ish, an extra ish, into the Torah, and you're trying to learn up from that ish, either oral or oinein, says Rova, use your common sense, isn't it much more mistava? The ish comes to the rabbi, says a ural, which is an ish special halacha, which doesn't apply, for instance, to an isha. Because if it was just coming to tell you the din of oinin, we could have used any word, not dafke ish, just like we used toisha v'socher yesterday were the extra words. Today, the ish is the extra word. So ish is more mistava to say that it's referring to the oral rather than referring to the oinin. This, of course, we couldn't say yesterday, hanach beloi hanach nefisha. Because yesterday we didn't have an ish, yesterday we had the toisha v'socher. Frank Timor, Rabbi Kiva, hai toisha v'socher, my ovidle. Since Reb Eliezer learned the Toisha V'Sucha to go and tell us the Gzeira Shava, Reb Akiva doesn't need the Gzeira Shava because he learns from the extra Ish. What does he do with the extra Toisha V'Sucha? Om Rav Shmaya le'asuye aravi mohul v'givoyni mohul. What does Igmar mean to say? Toisha V'Sucha that says the Gabi Korn Pesach, shteitach Toisha V'Sucha loy yoichel bay. Toisha V'Sucha are not allowed to go and eat. As you remember, by Truma, Toisha V'Sucha was referring to an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, the Toisha was the Eved Ivri Nirtza, that he blives L'Oilam until Oilam Mishal Yoivul, Hanting Yisedra, Parshas Bahar. And the Sucha is referring to an Eved Ivri of Sheish Shonim. That these two Eved Ivris are not allowed to go and eat from Truma, even though their Eved Kenani counterpart can eat Truma. The Eved Ivri that belongs to a Kohen cannot eat Truma. Why not? So the Gemara said, yes, it's very simple. Just because he belongs to a Kohen, does that take away the fact that he is a Yisrael? And the Torah says, V'chol zor le'yoichel by ez dechazor ez dechay Yisrael. He doesn't become butl Yisrael. And like the Gemara and the Rashi explained, it's not gufoy koni l'rabboi, it's only the income stream. His mas yodayim is koni l'rabboi. His payrois, but not the guf of the individual. So that being the case, assuming Toisha V'Sucha means the same thing over here, and Eved Ivri, lo yoichel bay, and Eved Ivri can't go and eat from Karm Pesach, chas v'shom et chayid, avadi has to eat from Karm Pesach. So therefore, that Toisha V'Sucha cannot be referring to Eved Ivri. It's like Zutrashi, that's a double poshut. So therefore, what does it refer to? Oh, it's referring to Tzvai Goyim, an Aravi who's Gemalit, and a Givoyni who's Gemalit. In other words, Goyim that have a bris milah, which even today there are a lot of Goyim that are circumcised. And therefore, oh, so kedaitach, how many he'd be able to go and eat from the Korban Pesach? He's not an Orel. V'chol Orel le'yoichel ba'ez nishkan Orel. Et gad a bris milah. That's what you have the special. Toisha v'sucha le'yoichel ba'y la'asuye, meaning to exclude the Aravi mol, the Givoyni mol, and any type of mol that le'yoichel ba'y they're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach.
We also have benecher, and there's certainly benecher. Why were we?
Benecher means an apikoyis, a person who's meimer das. They're okay. Not meimer das. They were never yidins, and they're never mel. Okay. He could even be a person who is agnostic or he's stam an atheist. He's not.
Okay.
Anyway, zuki mora. So it's coming to be mar by the aravi and the givoni mo. Freiti mora v'hani mulin nenu. Even though physically they're gemalit, they don't have a name of being gemalit. Why? But not. Don't we have the famous Mishnah in Masechtas Nedarim, where koinim, if a person makes a shvui, makes a neder, shani nene la'arelim, I don't want to have a no from them, I don't want to give a no to them. Muta ba'areli Yisrael v'osib b'muli oivdei kechavim. Koinim shani nene l'mulin, muta b'muli oivdei kechavim v'osib ba'areli Yisrael. What is that Mishnah coming to tell us? That Mishnah is coming to tell us that the word orel is a synonym for goy. And in fact, those people are but that speak Yiddish very well, know that when a goy is passing by and two Yidden are talking, they're never going to refer to him as the goy because they don't want the goy to hear, oh, talking about me. So they refer to him as the Urel. So the word Orel and goy are really synonyms. They're really the same term. And therefore, if a person makes a shvur, I'm not going to have a no from an Orel, or I'm not going to give a no to an Orel, who is he referring to? He's referring to a goy. And therefore, if there are a Reli Yisrael, Nebuchadnezzar that didn't have a bris, he's allowed to have a noah from him, he's allowed to give a noah to him, because he's not talking about a yid, he's talking about a reilim, about goyim. The osim amuli avdechamet, even if there happens to be a goy that physically did have a bris mila, mit priya, mit metzitza, a beautiful bris, but he's still called an orel. That is the language of Bnei Adam. And that's why, forget, if I don't want to have a no from anyone who's gemalit, he's allowed to have a no from an oivik chum who's gemalit. Why? Because he's not called a mulim. He's called a reilim. He's not allowed to have a no from a reilim Yisrael, even though he's not a mulim physically is an aro. Nevertheless, mulim means yidin, and arela means goy. That being the case, when it says in the pasuk chol orel lo yoichel boy, by definition, orel includes goyim, even if they are gemalit, even if they gemalit 3 times, 12 times, they were matav dam bris, priya metzitza, you name it, makes no difference, as an orel, as an orel. So I don't need a special pasuk of toisha v'sach. Now, l'choyre the gemurah's kasha nisha zash vera kasha, because the gemurah mesechus nedorim says many times that lishna de toira l'chud and lishna b'nei odom l'chud. When you're talking about a neder, a people, when they express a neder, it's based on how people talk. They're not referring to v'shtait in the Heilige Torah. They're talking about when people use terms, how do people use those terms? And that being the case, says the Gemara, even though when people use the term arelim, they have in mind goyim. However, when the Torah says the word arel, maybe taka means someone who's physically without a bris. And therefore, if you have a Knani, an Aravi, a Givoini, who's mole, maybe he would be able to go and eat from the Korban Pesach, and that's why I need a special pasuk of Toish Besuchim. So this is not my kasha, this is the kasha of the Toises all the way down below. Vani Mulaninu, Frey Toises, Ein Lahakshis, Hechi Porach Midra, Vi Kema Frey Fanadorim, Lishna Dekra, Dimenadorim, Helechacha Loshim and Ayadam. Says Toises is a Nishka kasha. Why? The Besefer, the Masis and the Hocha, when he says the Hocha, it means that Mishnah in the Dorim that we're quoting. Shteitotten in the Mishnah, Mapik Le Mikra, he says, you know why a Goy is called an Orel and a Yid is called a Gemalata, Shenemar, Kichol HaGoyim Arelim V'chol Beis Yisrael Areli Leif. What means Kichol HaGoyim Arelim? All Goyim are Arelim, even those Goyim that have a bris. That's their name. They're called Arelim, even if they are physically Gemalat. Ah, so Tzapusik, it's not just Lishnah B'nei Adam, not just Nedor. It's a pusik. So when it says by uns, b'chol orel le'yoichel boy, by Korban Pesach, that means alagoyim, even those that are gemalit. That being the case, for Gemara, what do I need Toisha v'sachir for? Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. Going back to the Gemara, el lasuya ger shemol v'leitoval, v'kon shenoylet kishu mohul, that the Toisha v'sachir comes to tell you, what happens if you have a goy, who Baruch Hashem has already had a bris milah, however, he hasn't toivled yet. He still has to do that final tvila with the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That he didn't do yet. So kedai techemine shenishkan orel. It's a chagimalata. And he's a halbiyi. The shenishka arelim. And nishka kolagoyim arelim. So I would have thought. Kamash will and toisha besoche. Now, better make your tvila if you want to be able to eat for the Korban Pesach. And similarly, cotton shenol kushmol. If you have a cotton that was born already a gimalata, not a very common occurrence, but it does happen. There's a chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu was noyla kishuhumo. So therefore, you can't say he's an oral as a gemalata. That being the case, Tolka Daita Chemini should be able to eat for the Korban Pesach. The Kosova and Rabbi Kiva holds. The reason why I need a Toisha v'sachir is because Kosova Turk Lahatim in a Dambris. Even though he's a mohul, you still have to go and be matav Dambris, epsa, clean incision, epis, to go and get some Dambris out. And until that point, he's possible from eating the Korban Pesach. Oh, that's what I need the Toisha v'sachir for. So what does Reb Elazar hold? After all, Reb Elazar said, I use the Toisha v'sachir to tell us the Orel. How will he know these two halachas about the partial ger shemol v'leitoval, and the kotten shenol kishumol? So you might replace the Tameh. The Omeh ger shemol v'leitoval, ger ma'al yehu. Even though he didn't have his tefillah yet, eshon ha-ger, and he's allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. The Kosovar kotten kishenol mol, ain't zorach la'adim min ha-dambritz, he taka doesn't need that tofes dambritz. And that being the case, I taka don't need Toisha v'sucher to exclude these two, because these two are included. They're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Zayikit. Now we go, faket, rebleza hai ish my avidle. We said that according to Bekiva, one ish is extra to go and tell us the RL. What does rebleza do with that extra ish? Because after all, he learns arelis from Toisha v'sucher, Toisha v'sucher. So what does he use the extra ish? This is not a common terrorist, but anymore, occasionally, if we have no special limud, the Torah is talking like people talk. In other words, people very often they repeat themselves, especially if they are stutterers or people that you cannot understand so easily, they automatically say things twice. So, nishka kash. Fine. With this, we have concluded our initial discussion, which we started off with yesterday, that the Mishnah says an Orel cannot eat Truma. How do we know? Reb Leizer says, I know from Toshim Besuchah, Toshim Besuchah. How do we know? Says Reb Akiva, I learned it from Ish Ish. Now we start a new Gemara. You can put two dots over here. I mean, it's related, but it's really a new sugya. Boi Rama Rav Choma Bar Ukva, Katan Orel Mahu Lesoichoi Beshemen Shel Truma. Since we concluded in our Mishnah that an Orel is not allowed to eat Truma, and Achil, of course, includes Shtia, he's not allowed to go and drink from, let's say, wine, which is Truma. What about Sicha? Now, you remember from other Gemaras, you have Mesechta Shabbos, you have Mesechta Tanis, Sicha is Kishtia, because it says in the Pasuk, V'atovoi kamayim bekirboi u'cheshemen bi'atzmoisav. And that's the lima that the Gemara brings at the end of Mesechta Yuma. How do we know that you're not allowed to do Sicha on Tisha B'Av, not Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av as well. But the reason is because Sicha is Kishtia. Aha, okay. What does it say? Shtiyah l'tayshah, v'nisam z'nafshi seichem, kol nefesh eloi se'una v'atzim yom ezez, inu yikam to tayach yidah shtiyah, and this v'tovi kamayim bekirboi, v'chashem echemen v'atzim oisim. Just like you're not allowed to drink mayim bekirboi, you're not allowed to take the shem v'atzim oisim, you're not allowed to go and shmir. Okay, fine. So if I have a kohen who is an orel, a normal kohen, he's already 10 years old, 12 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, he never can orally didn't have a bris, just like he cannot eat truma, and he cannot drink truma wine, he can't shmir with truma oil. So now for Eitimar, what happens if you have a little baby orel, a child that was just born yesterday, 2 days ago, he's not even 8 days old yet. He mentioned will be. So at this point, he is physically an orel. He was born with an orla. Are you allowed to go and shmir truma olive oil on his body because the doctors, nurses, Allah say you have to go and shmir with oil. I have truma oil. Am I allowed to use truma oil on this little baby?
Until he's 8 days old, is he even in the parsha?
Guess what? That's the Gemara Shaila. Arele shaloi bizmana ma'akfa. Since he's not an 8 day oral yet, it's shaloi bizmana. It means shaloi bizmana means koidim lizmana. Is that ma'akif? Would that prevent him from using the oil? Oiloi ma'akif, since he's taka not 8 days old, he's not even called an oral yet.
Yeah.
And therefore, this doesn't. That was what you were asking.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the Gemara is saying. Dos freitach rav choma bar ukva. Amr abzeira toshima. I'm going to try to be poishit from the halacha that we were talking about, the milas secharim va'avodim is ma'akif by Karim Pesach. And we're going to see the results from that, how that affects us here by Truma. So, Kimon Eli Ella Milas Chorav Avod, Eli Ella Milas Zechorav Bishas Asiya, Vavoda Bishas Achila. Minan Litin is Omishal Zeb Zeb, yes, Omishal Zeb Zeb. What does Igmar mean? So, the two parallel psukim back in Parshas Boy. One talks about Milas Zechorim, Zechorim means his own kindlech, his own boys. And avod means if he buys an eved that he has to go and make sure that it has a bris milah. Now, in both cases, the Torah tells us that if you want to go and have a Karban Pesach, and even the Karban Pesach, make sure that anybody in your household, your babies, baby boys, and your avod, make sure they all have a bris, because otherwise you can't eat. But the lashon of a pasuk is different by the zecharim than by the avod. By the zecharim, again, meaning your own baby boys, says in the pasuk, Himoy loy kol zohar, make sure to make a bris for all the zecharim. The oz yikrav la asoisoy, then you can go and do the asiya. Rashi says asiya means the shechita. You want to go and check the Karban Pesach, or be mamana shliach on your behalf, you want to be one of the minuyim, make sure himoy loy kol zohar va oz yikrav la asoisoy. That says by zecharim. By the avodim, it says in the pasuk, V'chol eved ish miknas kosef, you bought an eved, umalta oisa, make sure you do the bris milah, oz yoichal boy, then you can go and eat from the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara is bothered, why by zecharim do we use the expression oz yikrav la soisai, which means you can now go to the shechita, while by the case of the avodim, umalta oisa oz yoichal boy, then you can go to the achila. Now, between this man of Asiya Shechita and Achila is a few hours. Like the earliest you can go and bring the Karban Pesach typically is at 1:30. Depends, it's Erev Shabbos, it's Shabbos. without going through the whole Maseches Pesachim, let's say at 1:30 in the afternoon, the achil is only going to be after nightfall at night, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever, so you got several hours in between. Zoktimar. Toshima, and the Pasuk says, Inli elamilas schorav b'shas asiyah, make sure at the time of the Shechita, all of your schorim are gemalit. V'avod b'shas achila, and when it comes to the avodim, oz yoichal boy, that they're all gemalit. How do I know that make sure by the avodim also the shas asiya is ma'akev? And when you're talking about the schorim, the shas achila is ma'akev. Tamaloymer oz legzeru shalom. Here it says oz yoichal boy. Here it says oz yikrav lasoy. So I say learn oz. So they, by both, by the schorim and the avodim, you have to be careful of the zman of the asiya and the zman of the achila, that everything is taken care of, all the bris milas.
If it's done by time of the seer,
please. Yeah. Everything you're going to ask me more is going to address, and then you'll see, can you believe it? The Amoraim thought of your kasha. By an ever, I can see that we should distinguish between the zman shchita and the zman achila. Why? This no b'shas achila, the less no b'shas seer. That's a possibility. Keep going, this avninu, baini. Person on Erev Pesach, he finished bringing his carbon Pesach, he's walking home, and then somebody meets him in the street and says to him, "Hey, Reb Yid, Vusati Yetzkitin, what did you just do? Oh, I brought the carbon Pesach. Those are Zangi benched. By the way, I have an extra couple of avodim that I'd like to go and sell. Would you be in the market? No, how much are you talking about? I get the price. Masking. I'm ready to go and buy the Eved Kanani, and now Bishas on Erev Pesach, in between the Asiyah and the Achila, he just bought a brand new Eved. So now the Torah says, Reb Yid, but remember, you want to eat the Karm Pesach. Shnel, umalta oisoi. Make sure you do a bris mila oz yoichel boy. That I can understand. So you can have two separate Zman, Shas Asiyah and Shas Achila. You're going to Zamninu Beni Beni that you bought the Eved in between. El Zechorov is no b'Shas Achila. The lesson of b'shas asiya, heichim mishkaches lo. How could that be? A bris of a schorim of a child in between one and the other. You didn't buy the child. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So if you want lav, luchoy must be dis yalid ben asiya lachila. Oh, he comes home from bringing the carbon Pesach, and his wife tells him, "Oh, Yankel, sagitapsira. What's a gitapsira? We just had a new baby boy. Oh, mazel tov, givaldig." So Baruch Hashem, he has now a new zohar between the Zman Asiya and the Zman Achila. Okay, so says the Gemara, and that you're telling me, the Pusik is telling us about this, Don Inyan from Brismila, etc. This kid is only 5 minutes old, 1 hour old. And nevertheless, you're telling me that's what the kavan of the Bryce is, with the Oz Xeri Shava, Lita the Sa'omishal Zebezev, Shazomish Zebezev, that Legabe, the Mila of his Zechorim, make sure by this Man Achila that everything is taken care of. That the baby was just born in between the Asiya and the Achila. I know you're all thinking about you can't make the bris anyway
exactly.
For another. I know, and the Gemara is going
to
ask that Kash as well. Baruch
wait.
Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Good, Baruch Hashem. But the point of the Gemara is, at the moment, since the Torah is giving us this special Oz L'Gzeirah Shavah to include the newly born babies, Shema Mino Arelis Shloi Bezmana Havi Arelis. Zaytadach, that a baby that's only 5 minutes old is also called an Orel. And that's why the Torah says, you won't be able to eat from the Karm Pesach because you have to go and do a bris. So l'chayr we can go and be poishit our shayla, that a baby that is less than 8 days old is also called an RL, and therefore you're not allowed to go b'soch b'shem and shel truma. The chayr, we've been poishet our shayla. Omarav, we haven't been poishet the shayla at all. V'tizbra, let me ask you a question. Don't just go and take the isolated between asiya and achila. V'shtaitin the Torah. And the Torah says, Himoy loy kol zachar v'oz yikrav lasoy soy. Oh, so you have a baby that was born between the Zman of Asiya and Achila. You want to be able to eat the Karm Pesach. Himalai, go and do a bris. He can't do a bris. Himalai goes achar. He's only 10 seconds old, 5 minutes old. He can't do a bris. So that cannot be the pshat in the pasuk. Konishzai. And if that's not the pshat in the pasuk, therefore, we have not been able to be poshet our shayla. And we'll see from our Gemara that shayla blibes an iboyed loy ifshitah. The Gemara is not poshed the shayla. But instead, the Gemara is going to give us four or five different scenarios of how you could have a child in between Asiyah and Achila, that Bishas Asiyah there was no Chiyav of Bris, and there was a Chiyav of Bris at the time of the Achila. How could you have? So the first teretz is, Who means Chal Tzosi Chama? We're talking about that this baby was already, Baruch Hashem, today is day number 8 on Erev Pesach, day number 8, because the baby was born 7 days ago. Rachmun Litzlan, this baby got a terrible fever, which the Gemara calls Ochzoi Chama. A fever took over this baby. The Moel came and looked at the baby and said, Holy Levahas, we can't go and do the bris, it's a sakana. Guess what happens? Between the Zman of Asiyah and the Zman of Achila, they notice that Baruch Hashem, the baby looks gezint. For the first time, no fever, it's a nishgel, it's not yellow, everything is wonderful. Marif Tibet, the Moel, Marsh, now, give ahead, do it right now. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about, between the Zman Asiyah and the Zman Achila, that's possible, that your own Zohar, not an Eved that you bought, your own Zohar that was born to you, you didn't have a Chiyav Mila at the Zman Asiyah, at the Zman Shechita, but you have a Chiyav now at the Zman of Achilas Korban Pesach. In other words, before night. Frey Timura.
That would be Ma'akev.
That would be Ma'akev from eating. If you didn't do the bris right now, you wouldn't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Exactly. Frey Timura. V'nesalik Kol Shiva. Chol Tzosi Chama means that the heat, Baruch Hashem, the sun has gone away, Baruch Hashem is gezint. That's not, you still can't make the bris now. You got to wait 7 days v'nesalik Kol Shiva. Look at the parentheses. The Omer Shmuel, Chol Tzosi Chama, when you have a child, that Baruch Hashem, the fever is let off. No, you still got to wait another 7 days.
No, it's a doctor.
Oh, Zokti Gemara, the Avina lay Kol Shiva. Yutak, it's talking about that we already gave him Kol Shiva, meaning that he was Chol Tzosi, he was Ochsei Chama on the first day that he was born, or the second day, or whatever. We already waited 7 days, and today, Baruch Hashem, is now 7 days later. In other words, now it's the 8th day. For instance, if he had the fever already when he was born, so we wait 7 days, we talk waited, Baruch Hashem, the entire 7 days was Chol Tzosi Chama. All the Gemara is saying from the Chol Tzosi Chama, you gotta wait 7. We're talking about that we already waited the 7 days from before. And therefore, we're done. Since today is now already the 7th day, and we're already finished, so let him do the bris in the morning, so he should have had a chiyav bris at the time, not only of the achila, but already the time of the asiya, not only the asiya, which is 1:30 in the afternoon, 7 o'clock in the morning, you should have made the bris in the morning.
You don't make a siyam for the bechorim, because you have a mitzvah for the bris.
I'm not sure that's halacha l'maisa, but if it is, it's wonderful. When it comes to Chol Tzosi Chama, it's not enough you count 7 days. It's got to be the eighth day. So therefore, if the child, Chol Tzosi Chama, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then you can only do the bris 7 days later at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Freyti Mora, Vatani Ludo. Rashi says Ludo is the name of a Chocham. Rabbi Yankov Emden in the back of the Gemara speculates maybe he was called Ludo because he comes from Lud. Regardless, Lamaisa, what did he say? Yoim Avraasa ki Yoim hi Voldoi. That the halacha of Yoim Avraasa, Avraasa means when he becomes a Bori, when he becomes Gezunt from the Achzosei Chama and now Chotzosei Chama, Baruch Hashem, the fever has gone away. It's just like Yoim hi Voldoi, just like when he was born. Meaning that just like when a person is born, a child is born, you got to wait 7 days and you do the bris on day number 8. When a child is Achzosei Chama, you also got to wait 7 days and do the bris on day number 8. Aha, Zokti Mora, my love, didn't Ludo mean that my Yom Yivoldo loy beinamisles? It's af Yom Yibrasa loy beinamisles. As we know, it's very common for babies to be born in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and let's say on a Sunday, the child was born 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you say that I have to make the bris next Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? No. Of course not. You make it in the morning, so you don't need amisles. So maybe that's what Ludo meant. Yoim Avraasa Yoim Yivoldoi. Just like over there, you don't need Mamisles here. You also don't need Amisles. So to my lie, all the Yoim Avraasa Yoim Yivoldoi. All Ludo meant to say is that you got to wait the 7 days. Just like a child who's born, you can't do a bris immediately. You got to wait 7 days. Same thing is if you're sick, you got to wait 7 days. However, when it comes to the details in terms of how long during the day, no, Avraasa is better or more chomer than Yoim Yivoldoi. Anyway, bottom line is that's the first teretz. How is it possible not to have a chi of mila on zcharim at the time of asiya, but have this zman of achila, such a child that was nebach sick for 7 days, and now amisles, it ended 3 o'clock in the afternoon between asiya and achila. That's the pasuk. The papa may have another teretz. He's going to koivle eine liyanuka for itbach beinu uveini. We're not talking about a major disease in the form of a big fever, but it's talking about that there was some sort of problem in the eye. In other words, in the morning on Erev Pesach, the moel comes by and he sees, there's mucus in the eye and there's a problem over here. And then he said, I'm not doing the bris until he'll go for a medical appointment and the doctor should say that everything is okay, chamoid of an infection. I'm not going to do the bris. So quickly they took the child to Dhaka, to the urgent care, and then I get the doctor, and the doctor put on eye ointment. He says, good to go, yes, you can make a bris. Okay, by now it's already 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They call the moel back, and the moel does the bris, everything is fine, wunderbar. So here you don't have to wait 7 days, it's just a short-term type of thing. That was teres number two. Rav Amar, teres number three. Kigoyin shehoyu over v'imay chavushim v'esesurim. Rachmon Letzlan, the parents were in jail. And at the time of Asiya, they were still in jail. But by the time of Achila, they were freed from jail. Okay, so now they're able to do the bris. Now, call the moil and do the bris. It's interesting that the Gemara says, over v'imay. And Rashi says, she mitzvahs mila mutelis aleihem. The mitzvah mila is on both of them. This is Irishver Rashi, because Imar Mesechtis Kedushin Daf Chof Tes says there's only a mitzvah ala av lomoil, one of the five things that he has to do, right? The moil of Toysai, etc. One of the things he has to do is bris mila. But the Imar says only av and not the aim. Why not the aim? Because Imar says whoever has a mitzvah of mila on himself has a mitzvah to be mashpia and to do a mila on others. But since a woman doesn't have a mila for herself, she doesn't have to do it for others. An aim is potter. And Rashi says, betolis aleim. So the Mefarshim Muchenzach pshat in the Rashi and pshat in the Gemara.
What's up there? What's the Mahal Pes? It's Meteres Aleim. Meteres Aleim, I used to do the
Jessen. The Mahal Turoch Jessen. Ah, so in the Rechush of Atai Regast, this is a beautiful teretz. Not that it's Mutal Aleim that she has the mitzvah of going and maling. It's just that it's Ma'akiv, that if she has a son that is not a Gemalata, that prevents her from eating. So this is Shaina Pshat. The Lushna Rashi is Nishto Zoi Mash Mehendit Bitzen. But Rashi says, Chavushim B'Shas Asiya, U'mitzvahs Milu Mutelis Alein. So Nish Asishtert Fin Esen Korbeis is Mash Mehendit Mutel. But some of the Mefoshim Taka say Pshat, like you just said, Hazem Yizuk. I'm Rizunduch, that the Pshat in the Gemara is, not that she has a Chiv, but rather, when the Gemara Mesechus Kedushin says, if there's a father, he has the Chiv, and she doesn't have a Chiv, that's if the father is able to. What happens if the father is not able to because he's chovish bebeis yisurim? Then she has the mitzvah of doing the bris mila. Well, she wasn't able to do it because she was also chovish bebeis yisurim.
When the father is chovish bebeis yisurim, does she have it? Does it fall on her?
That's what some of the mafarshim want to learn pshat in our Gemara. That it's a default thing. If the father can't do it, then she has to go and do it. It's not mashma like that.
Right.
In Gemara, Mesechus Kedushin says if there's no father, then the bezin has a chiyuv. So bottom line is, since nobody was able to do it at the Shas Asiya, okay, they weren't going to eat Korban Pesach anyway in jail. But now the Bukhshim came out of jail. Oh, but don't they have to go and check the Korban Pesach? What happened?
They sent the shliach to
Says Rashi, they were menuyim. They already sent the shliach to go and check for them. They already paid the $20 to be on the list of menuyim with the registry. So that was taken care of. But they can't go and eat. Baruch Hashem, they were able to get out of jail before the right before the Zman. Achila, Schnell, go and mala the kids, because otherwise you won't be able to go and eat. Start with the next.
We say in benching, and women say the same lesson in the benching.
Not so simple whether they should say it or not. More is about it in Mesechus Brachos, and Halacha it's also Shaila. Anyway, Rav Kahana Breid Amnachem Yomar, you're going tuntum shenikra b'nim tezachar b'nim b'nim. Oh, you have a child that was born at Tumtum, so it's not clear. Does he need a bris? Doesn't he need a bris? And Pint, the surgeon said, I have no other time to go and do the surgery except for Erev Pesach. So he did Erev Pesach in the morning. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he said, Baruch Hashem, everything is fine. The kid is strong. Yes, he can have a bris mila. And in fact, there is a gidmet, an orla, macha bris. So they did it at that time. Rav Sharvi Omar, ki goin shehoitzi roishe chutz leprustar, that we're talking about this child who was already moitzi roishai 7 days ago before Erev Pesach. The head is already sticking out of the prusna, meaning from the woman's body. And that's considered to be that the child is born. Rashi says, as soon as the child's head comes out, the kind is geboren. And the child remained like that, frozen in place, for seven days.
Wow.
Now it's 7 days later on Erev Pesach. Finally, Kadosh Baruch Hu caused the woman to go and push out the baby, and now the baby's out. No, you gotta do a bris. Even though the baby, if you would ask us, we would say, it was only born now. No. Al Pi Torah, the child was born 7 days ago. Now you got to do the best.
Must be very tough for her to make Pesach that year.
I hope she had good help. Can such a baby live? Right. As soon as the baby comes out, niftach hasosim v'nistam hapasuach. Niftach hasosim means that the baby's mouth, and until now was closed, now opens up to be able to be breathe, and also to be yoinik, to be able to nurse from the mommy. V'nistam hapasuach. And the umbilical cord with the tibor, meaning the belly button, etc., from where the baby was getting all of its nourishment from its mommy, that closes up. Why? Shilmolikain, if this would not happen, right? The Bryce says, Kimichiotza av oilam, as soon as this happens, instantaneously, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes two nisim, he closes this up and he opens that up. Shilmolikain, if not, and Yochalichi is a filishachas, the baby wouldn't be able to survive even an hour. So how is able to survive now for the last 7 days? Rashi says very, very simply, the Poshim Pshat Nigmar is, since the umbilical cord and all of that source of nourishment has closed up, Nistam HaPesuach, the mommy cannot possibly go and nurse the baby if the baby is sticking out over there, swishing the feast. So, Chas V'Shalom, this child can't live for an Ashu Achas. And you're telling me it's living 7 days later. There was such an intensive fever. The fever nourished the baby that the baby didn't need any other nourishment for 7 days. What type of fever? Whose fever? We're talking about the child himself was feverish for the full 7 days. And that kept him going. Then we go back to our original Gemara. You should have to have another 7 days. After the Yosach Seichama, till Chotzah Seichama, you can't go and do the bris now. El Dazon Se Ishta De Ime, it's the fire, the fever of the mommy, that's what kept him going. So that fever, that nourished him, and therefore the child did not need to go and eat. I think he's going to find this probably no minute, he'll probably be back shortly. Anyway, so bottom line is, there is such an interesting possible case of the child being nourished through the fever of the mommy, and therefore the child could exist after all 7 days, and now the 7 days are over.
Is the fever, is he still being nurtured through the umbilical cord?
We're going to get to that in a moment. Our Gemara is assuming that there's no nourishment from umbilical cords, and not from nursing, and not from formula, which you can't find anywhere in the country because of the Democrats. Well, the point is that the fever is going to nourish the baby, and the baby doesn't have to eat. That it's in the brayse, kimshiot avir oilam niftach hasosam nistam bapesuach. Otherwise, the baby can't live. Heichadulei ma'avi. Ma'avi says Rashi means where the baby is not crying and screaming. Avol heichadulei ma'avi. If the child is able to cry and to scream, mechiyachai is able to live after all. If you look at the Rashi, about 5 lines lower in the Rashi, ma'avi tsoyik. Avi means he screamed and screamed and nobody was looking at him. See, here too, it means that the baby, if the baby screams, then the baby can live after all. Now, what does that mean?
Yeah.
The baby, your scream, this scream, Avalamasa, if the umbilical cord is now sealed and there's no way of nursing, so what are you talking about? So, in fact, there is another girsa, and the girsa is not Deloy Ma'avi, but Deloy Me'ura. If you look at the top, Toisvis, the boy say mani mi lehechad loy meura pirish shatibor ein meura leimoy av meura mechaye chaye mimash imoy oichalas. The Bryce is talking correct that a normal baby that's born, as soon as the baby comes out of the womb, niftach hasosim v'nistam hapesuach imolikain ein yochalichyos afilisho achas. But that's when you're talking about a regular baby. This baby, however, since half of the baby's guf is still inside the mommy, it's still ma'urali. My guess what? The umbilical cord is still Baruch Hashem functioning. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't close it up. He only closed it up when the baby comes out totally. But if the baby is still inside 50% or 80%, really, it's only Yotzer Aver Oilum, just the head, Hoitzi Roishai, the rest of the body's inside. So the birth of the 9 months gestation or pregnancy is continuing in the terms of nourishing the baby. Okay, anyway, with this we have now concluded our sugya. We started off by asking a shayla, a child who's not 8 days yet, is he considered to be an orel legabe, the iser of shmirin with truma? We thought we could be poishedet from the asiyah at the achila drasha. Yomar said, no, we can't be poishedet. Rather, we had 4 or 5 different explanations of how you could have a baby on Erev Pesach, where there was no chiyav mila at the time of asiyah, but there was a chiyav mila at the time of achila. So this kiblimen ani boyedolei ifshetah. And now we start on something new. Put 2 dots. Nah, Yishikul Gemara. Om Reb Yechon Mishum Reb Banua.
All these cases, just to finish up here. So all these cases, Taka, he wouldn't. You would have to
make sure make the bris, because if you don't make the bris, Himaloi Kalzuchar V'Oz Yikav Asoyse or V'Oz Yechon Bay. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to.
No, I don't have an Arab shop at Arab Pesach either.
If you want to go and buy an Eved Erev Pesach, make sure that you agree that the delivery is only effective in Chol HaMoed, not delivery effective now, because otherwise you're going to be stuck. Yeah. Absolutely right.
I mean, if there's an easier answer, the Gemara is not that the father and mother on the Beis Hashem, the baby was kidnapped and recovered.
It's
kind of a symmetrical case. The custody of the baby was available. The government, bandits listened to him, they kidnapped him, and they ransomed him. They only got custody of him, Erev Yontif, an hour before candle lighting.
I'm sure people with their fertile imaginations could probably think of other potential cases. Okay. Mordechai already gave us Baruch Hashem 5 terutzim.
But in that case, where the child was, would they be able? There was their onus, but still, the baby is not gemalt.
Yeah.
So would the father be prohibited from?
That's a very good question. What Brother Shai is asking is, in your case, if he was kidnapped and he was not able to, would that shter? But our Gemara is talking about that the baby was freed from the kidnapping between the Achila and the Asiya.
Right.
So you're asking now another question, unrelated. What happened if the baby was not around?
So if my says you have an arrow.
You don't even need to go and talk about a kidnapped baby. What happened if the baby was never sick and you weren't able to go and do the bris on Erev Pesach? Would that shter you from going and eating from the Korban Pesach?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So go to Shaila. So to more about Amar B'yoychel Mishum Rebanu. Orel Mekabel Hazor. What happens if you have a person who has 2 strikes against him? Number one, he's an Orel. And number two, he is never Chatmei Nefesh. Tmei Nefesh means that he was never by Levaya, he touched a mess, he was in the oil a mess, and he needs Hazua Shlishi U Shvi. Can you do Hazua Shlishi U Shvi on a person who is an Orel? Or do we say that it's ineffective, and then you'd have to wait to do Hazua again after he becomes a Gemalat? Now, why is there such a shaylin? Why is he more even asking?
Why does he need hazah? He can't eat truma. He can't eat kashim. What's the?
Because he wants to eat truma. He wants to eat kashim.
But he's
going to have a bris bar.
So he wants to have the hazah before. Because he
the
has
question is the sequence.
I see.
Because
okay.
You have to wait.
Can
all go into Beis HaMikdash?
Can all go into Beis HaMikdash? Only up to the chel, right? Like a guy.
No, so hazah shishi shvi would allow him, at least in theory, to be able to go into the hazah.
Aha, okay, so you have another reason. Assuming that Oral is allowed to go to Beis Mikdash, she wants to be Oyla Regal, he can't go and eat from the carbon. He could send the Shliach to go and bring the carbon. Exactly.
Okay.
Good, Shkoyach. So says the Gemara, an Oral Mekabel Hazor, he is allowed to, not he's allowed to. The Hazor will work even though he remains an Oral. Why? How do I know? Shekim Matin Bavi saying it. We find by Indrovas, when they entered in Eretz Yisrael, Shekiblu Hazor Kishahein Arelim, that they had Hazor of the Shlish Yushvi from the Parah Duma, even though they were still a Rem. How do I know? Shenema. We're not talking about Kriyas Yamsef by Moshe Rabbeinu. We're now talking about 40 years later in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. In the times of Yeshua ben Nun, Klal Yisrael now left the Midbar. They're entering into Eretz Yisrael. And when do they enter? Be'usa l'chodesh harishon, on the 10th day of Nisan. 4 days, 5 days before Karban Pesach, before Yom Tov, the Chag HaMatzos. Okay, so what happens now? All the Yidden needed 2 things. Number one, they needed to have a bris milah. Number two, they needed hazur. Why do they need a bris milah? We'll see a mention shortly from the psukim that the Yidden that were born in the midbar did not have a bris. Shocking. Yidden, 40 years, Yidden didn't make a bris. That's right. If you were moyel, you would not have had any panusa because no bris milahs. What was the reason? Why? The Gemara gives us 2 reasons. If you want to just run ahead look at the last two lines of the Amud. Umamidbar my time uloimol. Why didn't they mala in the midbar? Iboyisem mishum chovshu ta'archa. They were constantly traveling. Iboyisem mishum leinashav lehu ruach tefoidus. For a bris, you have to have a ruach tefoidus, a nice, beautiful draft. Instead, it was burning hot. After all, they're going in a midbar. It was dangerous, medically unstable. They didn't have a bris. Okay. Anyway, so now they're all entering Eretz Yisrael.
They didn't have a Pesach either.
Didn't have a carbon basic, but that we're not discussing that. Now we're discussing now Eretz Yisrael. They're entering into Eretz Yisrael, and now they want to have a carbon Pesach. So every one of them had to have a bris. At the same time, if they're all Tmei Nefesh, they all to have Azor Shlishu Shviv in the Paraduma. So says Yimar. So let's now make a cheshbon. Basara loy mihili. When they arrived in Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan, they couldn't have a bris on that day. Mishum Cholchu the Archa. Everybody is now schlepped all the way from the Midbar through the Arden into Eretz Yisrael. If the reason why they didn't have a bris in the Midbar for 40 years was because Mishum Cholchu the Archa, Cholchu the Archa certainly went on one more day on the 10th day of Nisan. So Hazor, Emes Avedlu, when are they going to go and do the Hazor? Lav Kishahina Reilim. What does Igmar mean to say? As you know, you have to have Shlishu Shvi. Now, Shlishi doesn't mean the third day from the time that the person became Tame. What happens if a person became Tame 50 years ago? You don't have to go and start once again. Oh, it's much, much longer than 3 or 7 days from the time of that. All it means is that you have to set in your mind, oh, I'm going to the Paraduma, make an appointment, and then you count on the third day from when you set in your mind that you're going to do it. Third day you do the Hazor, and then 4 days later on Yom HaShvi.
Do you initiate the week with going to the mikvah, and there's some form?
Twice-ish, I don't know. Look, Mesechta's part of me at the show. But for a purpose of our Gemara, let's assume that the seventh day is on Erev Pesach. That's the last moment, because that's when he wants to eat from the Karn Pesach. So That's day seven. So now day three has to be 4 days earlier. So if you go back from Yud Dalit, you go back Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, and on Yud. Ah, so the day that they arrived into Eretz Yisrael, on that day, everybody, there was a mass, poraduma, spritzing. Rashi says it could be some of them already had a benefit of the spritz already in the midbar. Maybe already there they had the midbar. But the Maizen, they didn't have the bris yet. So Zokti Yimora, so Amos, Hazor, Amos, Ovidlu. When did they do the Hazor? If it was in the midbar, they were certainly still Arelim, and even when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Since the Hazor, Shlishi, has to be done on day number 10, 10th of Nisan, and the bris only took place on the next day, on the 11th of Nisan, because of the chulsha of the archa. So you see from this clearly that an orel can accept hazor, and you don't have to wait until he becomes gimalit. Because of the fact, perhaps, Hazor does not work on Arelim, and since they are not Tohar, maybe Taka didn't bring the Korban Pesach at all.
Pesach Sheni that year.
Maybe they brought a Pesach Sheni, exactly. So maybe they didn't bring the Pesach at all. That question that you asked is nonsense. It says the Pesach Befeish. V'yasu was a Pesach. It's even hard to understand what the Havamina was. They Befeish and the Pesach, they made the Korban Pesach. So therefore they had to go and take away the Tumas Mes, and they had to take away the Arelim. Maybe since the masses of Klal Yisrael were all Tmei Nefesh and they were all Arelim, so the order that they took place, they took care of on day number 11, that was fine. Maybe they didn't even take care of the Hazor Shlish Yushvi, because since the masses are Tomei, it was a Pesach Abba B'Tomah. Omli Ravashi, theoretically you're right, but there's a Pefeish price of Tanya Behedya. Malu V'tovlu v'yosu b'schein b'tahara. So Shem B'feresh did a b'tahara. So I have a clear cut raya that you can go and do hazor shlishu shvi even on a person who's an oral. And with this we conclude that piece in Gemara. Put two dots. Nu shtiklimar. Omer Rav B'Yitzchak. Omer Rav. Loi nitna priya priyas mila l'Avram Avinu. Shem ba'isahi Omer Hashem el Yeshua aseh l'cha harvest tzura. What is this all about? Every moel today, besides doing the bris, he also has to do priya. What exactly is priya? Well, I'm not a moel, but based on my limited understanding is that the orla has two components. It has the major foreskin, which is removed at the time of the mila, but there's also a very thin membrane, which is still left over, which is still covering over the atara, as well as the beginning of the gid, and this also has to be removed, and this is not removed as part of the actual cutting of the bris, but rather after the formal cutting is done, what the Moel is supposed to do is take his fingernails and pull back on that membrane and go and reveal the Atara. And that's why you'll hear very often the Moel or others standing by will say, ah, Niskalo Atara, that they've now removed that membrane, have pushed it back. That's what's called Priya. That Priya was not performed by Avraham Avinu. It was only given to us at the time of Matan Torah. Now the Gemara is leaving out the rest of the pasuk, which is very important. Charvestzurim means, for our purposes, make a moil messer, make a knife for purposes of doing the bris. Vishuv, and again, moil es b'nei Yisrael sheinis, go and malakla Yisrael a second time. Moil es b'nei Yisrael sheinis. Okay, so Gemara. What does this sheinus mean? What is this moil es b'nei Yisrael? It means go and do a priya, meaning that they already had the bris milah, and now we're going to go and do a priya. That's the shuv moil es b'nei Yisrael. Also, I see from this that there's this new mitzvah of the priya. Maybe what we're talking about is not that he's doing a second bris in the form of a priya, maybe he's doing the initial bris. Because in the pasuk, all the yidden that left Mitzrayim, they all had a bris. However, all of those that were born in the midbar, the pasuk says, loy malu, those born in the midbar during the 40 years did not have a bris. And maybe that's what Yeshua was referring to, asei l'chachor v'tzurim, to go and do an initial bris, not to do a priya. So Kimarim came, my shuv, then why does he say in the pasuk, v'shuv moiles b'nei Yisrael, which means do it a second time. You don't have to have a second bris. In the chasim, we're talking about the priya, allow the priya. Frank Timura, fine, you explain the shuv, but it says v'shuv moiles b'nei Yisrael, sheinis. What does this shenis come to tell you? My shenis, lakushi soif mila letchilas mila, matchilas mila makebes af soif mila mi akvin boy. What does he mean? Tchilas mila and soif mila. Now we learned in the Mishnah, elohim tzitzan ma'akvin es mila pasra choifes roi vatar. The ein oichu betruma. What does that gemara mean? Means there are certain additional pieces of the orla that you have to make sure that you remove, because if you don't remove them, they're ma'akev as a mila, it's not a kosher mila. So just like tchilas mila, meaning the basic orla that you remove, that's ma'akev. Even those tzitzin and ma'akev and any little pieces of basa which are remaining, which buses are those that are choifes roiv atorah, that they're covering over the atorah? Also, you got to remove those, because otherwise, it's he's an oral, like we had the mission, oral can't eat truma. Fine, so that's the shenis. Make sure you cover all bases, including removing those tzitzin amat. Since we speak about the basra choifes roiv atorah, omer adin abisem radim rav rav, omer rav, basra choifes roiv goyveshel hatorah, says Rashi in the bottom of the last Rashi, we're not talking about roiv hekeifa, we're talking about roiv goyva. So it's the height of that basar of orla that may be remaining on top of the atorah, as opposed to talking about a room and a room, the circumference, the entire atara. So that's the basar choifa, sroiv atara, meaning the goyva shal atara, not the hekeifa shal atara. But we spoke about the Bamidbar, they didn't have a bris, my time like we already said before, because they were traveling. Now you're going to tell me, yeah, but they only did 18 masois, 40 masois, or whatever, and therefore there were lots of space in between one masa and the other. That's true. However, they didn't want to have a bris because nobody knew in advance when that was going to take place. Al piv yeto al piv oy. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu snaps his fingers, we're going. So if you had a bris this morning of 100 people, we all got to travel here. We all had a bris. So therefore, they didn't have a bris the entire 40 years. Rashi says that's a very pleasant atmosphere, a pleasant wind, which is lecham of leitzenetis. And everything is fine and good. The sanya kolois and aboyim shana shoyi. So b'midbar le'nosh v'lehem ruach tzfaynis. And therefore, that's the reason why they were concerned that the atmosphere, the air, was not going to be conducive to a good healing of the milah. My time, why taka wasn't there the ruach tzfaynis? He b'yisem mishum din izayt from hoyu, the tavel, because they were like in chayrim. Why were they like in chayrim? Says Rashi, because mimaso egel, because Baruch was angry at them, and therefore he didn't make things pleasant during those 40 years. We have the anani covered that was protecting Klai Yisrael, so that it shouldn't go and disperse. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't send that wind, and so therefore it remained in place at all times. Amre Papa Hilkach, Yoyim de Eva, Yoyim de Shuta, Lim Alinim Bay, Vilim Sachrinim Bay. Because of what we just learned now, when you have a specially cloudy day, or if you have a Yoyim de Shusa, which is a day which is, Rashi says, the Ruach Droimis, Vikoshim Mikola Ruchais, instead of the Ruach Tzvoinis, this is the Ruach Droimis, a southern wind which is Geferlach. Don't go and do a bris on that day. And also don't do hakozes adam. Don't do any bloodletting, because those are not good days. In the Dosh Baram, but today we're not makbid on that. Shoyim b'zom Hashem both and takes care of everybody, even though it's takel chetchil one shouldn't, but since it's already become the minig, Kodesh Baruch says, I'll take care of you. And that's the end of today's Gemara. We have to continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi Yisrael, you mentioned Zach.
Thank you.
Love to you.